Do you have an idea for a podcast, but you don't know where to start? Maybe you're overwhelmed by all the tech or you're convinced nobody will actually listen to you. Well, I'm Shauna Game. After 9.5 years as a professional podcaster, at this show, Everyone's Talking Money, and 25 million downloads later, let me tell you the secret to a profitable podcast. It is building a solid foundation, your podcast roadmap before you launch. That's why I created the Podcaster Class, a fast-paced group cohort podcasting for profit 8-week style MBA program. The Podcaster Class is immersive, comprehensive, and insanely motivational. If you want to create a podcast, DIYing a launch is just not the way to go. In the Podcaster Class, you'll get the tools, tips, and strategies to create a podcast that resonates with listeners and one you can be proud of. Get this, 90% of podcasters never make it to episode 3. That's 2.8 million podcasters who just quit. So to be a top podcaster, you only need to publish 21 episodes, but you got to make them good. So in the Podcaster Class, I'm taking the mystery out of how to create, launch, and profit from your podcast so you can create a top 1% podcast just like this one. The May cohort is now open for enrollment. Classes start May 22nd. There are only 15 spots open. You are going to learn podcasting with me and 14 other amazing people. You can learn all the details at thepodcasterclass.com. Use code podcast when you sign up for $100 off. That's thepodcasterclass.com. I'm going to be real with you. Identity theft is on the rise, and you do not want to wake up one morning and discover that your bank account has been emptied, or you're overdue on credit cards you never even applied for. We talk about this often on the podcast, but you don't realize how much of your information is available to scammers on the internet and how susceptible you and your family are to identity theft and fraud. I know, it's scary, but now you can get your data removed with Delete Me. That's why I personally choose Delete Me. Delete Me is a subscription service that removes your personal information from the largest people search databases on the web, and in the process helps prevent potential ID theft, doxing, and phishing scams. I just started using Delete Me and I got my regular personalized privacy report. I was shocked what they found and removed. It was pages of information about me that I did not want online. Here's how it works. You sign up and provide Delete Me with exactly what information you want deleted, and their experts take it from there. I cannot tell you how relieved I felt to have Delete Me. And you know, it's also a great service for your parents or grandparents to help protect them from identity theft. Delete Me is not just a one-time service. Delete Me is always working for you, constantly monitoring and removing the personal information you do not want on the internet. Take control of your data and keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me, now at a special price for my listeners. Today, get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to joindeleteme.com/ETM and use promo code ETM at checkout. The only way you get 20% off is to go to joindeleteme.com/ETM and enter code ETM at checkout. joindeleteme.com/ETM. Go to joindeleteme.com/ETM and use code ETM for 20% off. Hey, I'm Shauna Compton-Game, and this is Millennial Money. You know, today I want to introduce you to a brand new show from my friends at Wondery called Safe for Work. It's hosted by Liz Dolan and Matt Ritter. One of the most important parts of empowering our lives and being successful, I believe, is having a productive and meaningful work environment. I think that's something we all want, right? You know, maintaining those positive business relationships and, of course, reaching our ultimate goals is, I think, why we're all here. But I'm sure that you'll also agree that it is challenging and at times completely overwhelming to keep on the right track. You know, how do you navigate some of those tricky situations that come up or make difficult choices about a job change when you just don't know what to do? Well, on Safe for Work, Liz and Matt, they're going to take calls from listeners, helping them solve problems just like these. They're going to give a ton of advice and share lots of experience and expertise, and they have a lot between both of them. So go subscribe and listen to Safe for Work on Apple Podcasts or wherever you're listening to this podcast right now, or just find the link in the episode notes and be sure and subscribe. And here is a preview of their first episode.
From Wondery, this is Safe for Work, job stress, life relief. I'm Liz Dolan.
And I'm Matt Ritter.
On today's show, we'll be chatting with Rainn Wilson about his production company, Soul Pancake. I'm super excited about that. And one of his first days of work. And of course, about playing Dwight on The Office, the world's most dreaded coworker.
Congratulations on the new podcast.
Thank you. Okay, I'm going to give you an example of a letter we got. And you tell me what advice you would give this person.
Okay, good.
I have the world's most annoying coworker. He is a power-hungry suck-up who inserts himself into everything going on around the office. He is a rule follower to the extreme.
Let me just stop you right there for a second. Did Jim Halpert write this letter?
But first, welcome to our first show. I think it's time for some introductions. Matt, of course, I know who you are. You're sitting right here, but the folks listening might not.
Well, if they don't, believe it or not, I'm a recovering corporate lawyer turned comedian and executive recruiter. And let me tell you something. I've worked in more crazy workplaces than I care to ever think about.
I want to hear all about them.
And we are going to do that. What about you, Liz?
Well, I've spent many years running marketing at big global organizations, including Nike, the Oprah Winfrey Network, and National Geographic channels. I've worked in a lot of different company cultures. I've had a lot of bosses, most of them good, some bad. I've been a boss for a long time. Mainly good, I think, but occasionally bad.
We're going to have to get you to dish on that.
Yes, totally. I'd like to confess all of my sins. Plus, I run a media company with my sisters. We produce podcasts and books as the Satellite Sisters. Okay, so now let's talk a little bit about our show and what we're going to do here, Matt.
And then you guys can decide whether you even pay attention to anything that we say.
No, you must pay attention to everything that we say.
That's right, yes.
Because our goal is to help you find happiness and contentment at work. You know, the culture is so filled with people telling you how to crush it at work, how to get rich and successful. And, you know, that's just not what we're interested in here.
We spend more time with our coworkers these days than we do with our family and friends. That's where you get phrases like work wife and work husband. Many of my best friends in the world are actually people that I worked with. It's probably also true that some of my least favorite people in the world came from the office.
Oh, really? So who's the worst person you ever worked with?
Well, I did have a boss who once fired somebody for taking a nap.
That seems harsh.
Yeah, well, in fairness, it was during a billion-dollar closing, and that someone was me. But he was a jerky boss anyway.
Okay. I'm already not surprised, Matt. Already not surprised. So on this show, we're going to listen to your calls and questions. We're going to try to understand what's really important to you and maybe help you articulate what's really important to you. And then we're going to give you our 2 cents on how to get the best result for you personally and for your career. Each episode, we'll also be talking to a guest. We'll have all kinds of amazing people, including business experts, people who've gone through fascinating career experiences, and some people who are just fun to talk to.
Okay. Well, now that that's all settled, how about we get some listener calls?
You ready for your first call, Matt?
Let's crush it.
No, no crushing. We're not crushing here.
Okay, fine. Let's just help people and have some fun.
Yes.
Hello?
Hey, Kelly. This is Liz and Matt with Safe for Work. How are you doing?
Hey, I'm good. How are you guys?
We are great. So I understand you've been having some issues with feedback in the workplace. Why don't you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, no problem. So I work in finance for a Fortune 50 company, and I got promoted a little less than a year ago, which was awesome. But every few months or so since I got that promotion, I've been hearing and getting feedback, mostly in the line of needing to be more professional at work. Two recent examples were I commented to another coworker that a teammate of mine who was able to get some flexible scheduling, so maybe working from home 4 out of 5 days a week and only coming into the office 1 day a week was pretty lucky, and that our department really doesn't do flexible working very well. Mm-hmm. And then the second time it happened, a manager overheard me on a Friday joking to my teammate that it might be a light day since our boss was out of the office that day. And so this feedback kind of just makes its way to me either through my manager, through my director. And I guess what I'm really wondering is, am I wrong in thinking these other managers are overreacting and kind of taking this 360 feedback too far?
Well, let me just say, first of all, I can empathize because I was the office jokester. I left my job as a lawyer to do comedy. So if anyone understands that desire to keep the workplace light, It's me. I was the guy who was joking around all the time. People would hang out. I was the office, the break room hero, let's just say. but I will say...
Every office has one.
Yeah, but I will say there were a couple of topics that I probably wouldn't have joked about. And from just quickly hearing what you're talking about, you know, the topics that you've chosen to kind of joke about are a little bit of danger areas because you're, I guess what I would say is you're kind of cutting into the sacred cows of the workplace. Like, you know, when talking about working from home, like that's, if somebody had to ask for a work from home situation, like that's a very tough ask for them. And it's probably something that everybody, you know, has to kind of tread lightly on. So I would say, like, topic wise, if you want to make jokes, that's definitely an area that I would steer clear of, because that's more like kind of passive aggressive talking badly about the workplace itself.
So it's not just jokester term.
Yeah. I mean, Kelly, does that resonate what I'm saying? I mean, I'm a little, I guess I need to know more, you know, are the jokes that you got called out on, was it just those, or are you getting called out, you know, constantly anytime you joke around?
Yeah. I'd say those are the examples that stick out, but I'd say I feel like it's more personality based almost. Like, I tend to be a little bit louder in the aisles, I would say, than my coworkers. There may be a group of us all around talking and laughing, maybe on a Friday, but then it feels like I'm the one that's getting the feedback that, you know, I need to maybe button it up a little bit more. And so it's starting to feel like my personality is a bit of a liability, just in general.
You know, Kelly, this is Liz. That's what it sounded like to me, too, when I heard you talking about it and read your original letter. To me, this sounds like coded communication, and they're trying to tell you something important, but not doing it very well. They're picking on a few random things, and that they're trying to manage your, not your performance, which you say is good, but your personality and behavior. And that is never a good sign. When people say things to you like, we need you to be more professional, or in your letter, it was be more mature. If you've heard that more than once or twice, that is something that you really, really need to pay attention to. Because in my experience, sometimes you can manage people through their performance. You sit down and you say you need to do this better or you need to do that better. But when you get to the point where you're saying you just need to be a different person, that's really bad. And you really need to think about whether this is the natural home for you. Because I would never say, nobody should ever go into work and have to be a different person than they really are, right? So if you're if you're outgoing and energetic in a department where they really frown upon that, then you just need to think about whether you're going to be satisfied having to edit yourself all the time. I would suggest that you won't be satisfied doing that.
Yeah, there's a lot of workplaces that I'm too loud for,
yeah.
For sure.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense. I think I hear what you're saying. Like, what Matt's saying is, like, I can choose the things that I talk about, right?
Sure.
The things that I choose to engage in conversation about with my coworkers. And maybe what I can't choose is, you know, the attitude with which I bring or
yeah.
Kind of my vibe, right?
So you're right. You can't.
I need to play with that a little bit. But I totally hear what you're saying, Matt, about the certain topics that are, you know, hey, if you're going to talk about them, maybe take it down to the coffee shop, right? Like, out of earsight of managers and directors if you really need to vent, and then balancing that with still wanting to be who I am at work.
Yeah, totally. And I like your vibe. I feel like we would get along. But at the same time, I'm glad you're hearing what I'm saying, because, you know, maybe this workplace isn't for you, but even another workplace, those two examples probably wouldn't be okay, even in a cooler, more laid-back vibe.
That's good advice. Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah, I really appreciate the advice. I think I knew it in my heart and in my head, but it's just good to hear it from someone else that I'm not crazy for wanting to be myself, but also keeping in mind if I want to move up in any organization that, you know, there's that level of professionalism that can vibe with my personality if I find the right place.
You can do it. Okay, good luck.
I believe in you.
All right, thank you guys.
And now for our interview with Rainn Wilson. Rainn Wilson, welcome to Safe for Work.
Nice to be here.
Okay, so it is our first episode. So we're talking a lot about like our worst or best first days of work. Do you have like a worst day of work story you want to share, or best day, best first day?
I have a lot of really bad work stories.
That was just a preview. To hear Rain's terrible work stories and the rest of the episode, find a link in the episode notes or subscribe to Safe for Work on Apple Podcasts or wherever you're listening to this.